It is Free Talk Live, your show, your program. 800-259-9231 is the number to get through to us on this Friday. I'm Gardner Goldsmith, sitting in for Ian with
Julia,
sitting in for Mark, and we're very pleased to be along for the ride throughout the evening tonight. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free line, the SACL toll-free, SACL CAI toll-free line if you want to get in touch with us. Also, head over to freetalklive.com. You can check out all the great things that they have there, and I want to publicize a little bit more about that website later on. We're going to tell you more about it. But if you go to freetalklive.com, you can go to BBS, the wiki, and see all the things that all the participants in this program do, whether they're listening on the air or online. Julia, thanks a lot for helping me out here, filling in for Ian and Mark. And thanks to Ian and Mark, who are away and do such superb work here. Thanks a lot for helping me out in the studio. It's great.
You're welcome.
You are. She's the backbone. You don't know what she's doing. It's awesome. Last hour, we want to continue talking a little bit about this and then move on to some other topics that Julia has put together and I put together. But obviously, the big news of the day, I know. Yeah, far be it for us to forego the latest on the Paris Hilton crisis.
Oh, God.
You know, it's really disappointing. You know, I thought maybe my vigil could be over, but now she's being sent back to jail. And actually, that could have ramifications for the concept of the state owning the roads. We can talk about that later on. But Paris Hilton, you know, you compare the Paris Hilton thing, which gets all this publicity, to what's going on with the Browns, Edna Lane Brown in Plainfield, New Hampshire, the federal government coming in to try to seize their property, possibly threaten their lives, to get what? To get the produce of their labor, the fruits of their labor. Did we establish a government to do that?
I don't think so.
No. And, you know, it's interesting, Julia, because I was about, 2 months ago, I was speaking about John Locke's Second Treatise of Government. And most of our American system of government, whether it's in the states or on the federal level, the constitutions are based on Lockean natural rights theory, which essentially says you have a right to be left alone by me, I have a right to be left alone by you. We form government to stop us from harming each other. It's negative reciprocity. You have negative rights, not positive rights. You don't have the right to the fruits of anybody else's labor. And yet, the problem is, within Locke's theory, he establishes the idea that the state should be the one to provide the police protection service, which requires what? That you give up a portion of your labor, the fruits of your labor, to pay for that police protection. Now, the problem, the ethical problem with that stands up on its own. It's obvious. How can you establish a government that is supposed to be protecting your property when, in fact, it has to take a portion of your property to create the force to protect your property?
Right, and personally, I don't feel like I'm getting my money's worth.
Exactly. That's the second part of it. You hit it exactly. Everybody has different opinions on how big that police force should be and what it should do.
Right.
So it's unworkable. So what they did on the Founding Fathers' side was they said, okay, we can't get around that moral dilemma because they subscribe to Locke's theory rather than an anarchist free market theory. So we can't get around that dilemma. So what we're going to do is we're going to make little pockets of control so if it gets too onerous in one area, at least you can get away. It was sort of an approximation of competition in the free market, but not quite.
Right.
So, okay, you know, small government people will accept that. And they'll say, all right, what we have got right now are small government police forces working with large government police forces to do what the government now does because too many people have accepted that the government should be the police force. Once you accept that the government provide the service of protecting you from other people, then it's very easy for people to start to assume that the government should provide the service of protecting you from, bad health, bad nutrition, energy problems, getting whatever it might be, clothing.
Well, it's
housing.
The first place where people go when there's a problem. They automatically go right to the government.
Right.
They're supposed to solve every problem we have.
Exactly, Julia. And this indoctrination starts very early. And unfortunately, I don't like to be a big critic of Locke. But as we were talking before we went on the air, we're talking about this piece that I wrote for the Von Mises Institute about natural rights, Locke's natural rights, and how that actually presents a problem. It presents that logical and moral dilemma, but also it opens up sort of a Pandora's box. Because once you have defined what is really a service, police service, as something that is a proper government function, and you say, well, you know, government is there to protect us from one another, then a lot of people can say, well, why can't government be there to protect us from naturally occurring phenomena?
Right.
Even if it isn't inspired by people's malevolence. Now, Locke based it on the idea that people get together for their own protection and so on, so they're not preying on each other. But it's very difficult to sort of back that up, and that's what the Browns are running into now, because the government is so big, and it takes so much of people's money. They don't want to give up their money. They think it's immoral, and I think it's immoral as well, and it's economically a bad idea.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to interrupt you because we actually have Bill on the line from Oklahoma who wants to talk about Ed Brown.
Excellent. Bill, thanks for joining us at Free Talk Live. It's yours to sound off. Go for it.
Well, thank you. You guys are doing an excellent job filling in for Mark and Ian. So
thank you.
Thank you for taking your time doing that. Now, I just wanted to make a point of reference. Now, am I correct in assuming that once the verdict went in the courts of Connecticut, that basically Mr. Brown's, well, Elaine and Ed Brown's property now becomes awarded to the state?
Well, it doesn't have to do with Connecticut so much as in New Hampshire. The Connecticut,
or New Hampshire,
yeah,
sorry,
exactly, yeah, exactly. Essentially, that's what it is. I mean, they can put a lien on your home, they can take away your property, and they can go in and grab it to pay for these back taxes. It just depends on what the judge decides.
But doesn't a lien on your property just mean that you can't sell it? I mean, they're in their own house, and I don't think they're going to leave anytime soon.
Yeah, exactly. They can't sell it, but they could do all sorts of other things,
right,
too. It would be up to the judge, I think, Bill. And when I got out of college, Bill, I was involved with a lot of foreclosure sales because of the FDIC. A lot of people had taken bad loans, and banks had given out bad loans, and they had gotten a lot of defaults, and houses were going down the tubes, and the housing market went way down. And the government could seize that property for taxes and then resell it to, if the judge decided that that was what needed to be done, to get money, because they owe millions in taxes, and that house and that property could be worth plenty of money.
No, the reason why I ask this question is because I've been hearing bits and pieces through mainstream media. They're trying to draw that parallel between Ruby Ridge, Waco, and now the Brown incident.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to link them all together, and I think the crucial point here that needs to be brought up is that in the previous two standoffs, there wasn't a judgment placed. They were actually just executing an arrest warrant for various infractions.
Yeah.
Whereas in this particular instance, he's been tried, convicted by the jury of his peers, found guilty, and now I guess it's more of a sympathy getting, oh, it's the big bad government trying to impose their will on this man. Well, this man is technically now a fugitive of law, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's difficult though, Bill. My father, who passed away a few years ago, he was sort of a proto-libertarian, and he used to mention to me lex mala, lex nulla, Latin for bad law is no law. And the question is, at what point do you put that to the test with force of arms? And I think clearly, while there's disagreement as to the legality of the federal income tax laws, the morality of it is clearly not supportable. And so I think Ed Brown is right to support his right to protect his property, but unfortunately, legally, he can't support himself. And I think, as far as the image of it goes, and I hate to say something like that when his life could be on the line, but he could be doing a disservice to other people who want to fight the IRS. I don't know how you feel about it, Bill and Julia.
I'm not quite sure what you mean by a disservice.
Well, unfortunately, you know, in so many instances, this sort of thing is spun by people who can't, by people who are not freedom lovers.
Right.
And so what it'll be seen as, a militant guy,
right,
fighting for something, well, where he wasn't right, and you're not going to hear too much.
It's funny
about
that you mention it, because in the articles about him, they describe his home as sort of a compound,
yeah, compound.
And it's a beautiful, nice home. It's,
yeah,
not a compound at all. Mm-hmm. He lives on a nice piece of property. He's got a nice home. Mm-hmm. Not a compound. It's not a hole in the ground or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. Bill, final thoughts?
Well, I just wanted to bring up just a little quick something about our friend Paris Hilton. everybody was clamoring about putting her back in jail. I saw something on CNN today that I thought would be a perfect solution. In Arizona, for instance, they have tent combines out there that's run by the state.
Mm-hmm.
You get your 15-cent lunch three times a day. You get a tent. You know, that saves institutional costs. I think that would be a perfect solution for her.
Is that the sheriff who has the jail basically in tents and he makes them work for their money? Is that who you're talking about?
That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah, he's a character. That's a funny guy. Yeah, that sounds like a neat idea, Bill, especially if you're in...
...trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
to jail. Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the way to reach us at Free Talk Live. I am Gardner, sitting in for Ian.
And Julia.
Sitting in for Mark. Thanks very much for sticking around at Free Talk Live. Go to freetalklive.com for plenty of information. Remember, the toll-free line, it is 800-259-9231. And, of course, we want to thank our friends at SACL CAI. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to Account Recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. All you have to do is go over to freetalklive.com, see their banner, or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL, C-A-I, they do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged off receivables. It's 800-544-6359. Our number here, thanks to SACL, is 800-239-259-9231. Julia?
Now, before we get into talking about Ed Brown and the rest of the calls, yeah, I'd just like to apologize for the cutoff.
Perfect
like that.
Timing.
That was actually the board op's fault. So
okay. And he
apologizes
he
as well.
So Bill, I apologize. There was just one last thing. And Bill, I thought you made a great point about Ruby Ridge and Waco as well. We were talking about the Ed Brown situation, Ed and Elaine Brown in Plainfield, and we'll take your calls at 800-259-9231 here at Free Talk Live. Give us a ring. We'll go right to the phones, and could be the fun. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
One thing I want to point out about Free Talk Live, first of all, I don't know, how did Julia get picked up to sit in for Mark rather than Ian? And how did you get picked to sit in for Ian rather than Mark? Who decided that you,
it
which
was
one
a strange voodoo-related incident, and
okay,
just the luck of the draw. That's the way
we,
the
which
way
one
we
you
it
get to sit in for. Okay. Now, you're preaching to the choir, though. You see,
okay,
you got libertarians, reasonable people, mind you, very reasonable people, calling up and explaining correct opinion to talk show hosts who have correct opinions, broadcasting to an audience of reasonable people who hold the correct opinions on this stuff.
But, well, Tom, don't forget, it is the word broadcasting.
We are on radio stations as well, so there are people coming across this message who have never heard this before.
And I think that's why it's important for all of us to take the high... take the high ground approach to any of these issues and try to make sure that, you know, if somebody calls in like you, Tom, you get to air your thoughts, and then we allow people to come up with various opinions, because especially with the Ed Brown issue, that, you know, there are such entrenched opinions as to whether or not the IRS and the federal income tax are legal or constitutional. And so to sort of sift those through and allow people an opportunity to talk about them, even as we know that Ed and Elaine Brown are holed up in their house and they don't know where their lives might be forfeited in a few days. It's a very difficult situation. I know you wanted to sound off on that a little bit too, Tom, so go ahead.
Yeah, well, in a moment there, but what I would suggest here, what I'm calling to suggest is pick a talk show where the hosts have got it all wrong on Sunday night when this program doesn't broadcast. I mean, pick a recommend that the listeners and your regular callers tune into that syndicated talk show and listen in. And when they say something totally wrong, you call them up and tell them, look,
good luck getting on.
Oh, well, you call up and you say, well, I want to talk to this guy about drug control laws, like he's talking about.
And then
this,
they,
you know,
hang up on you.
No, because they're talking about drug control laws, too. They don't necessarily screen them, which way are you going to talk about it. They just ask about the topic that you're talking about, the same thing that talk show host is talking about, and then you explain to them, like, the government doesn't own the citizens and never had any right to impose drug laws in the first place. So how can you say the cops were in the right in shooting the drug dealer? You know,
people
forget about.
You make a good point, Tom. You do. That's an excellent point. You want to get in those areas where maybe there are a larger proportion of people who aren't preaching, you're not preaching to the converted. And in some cases, those hosts will give you a fair hearing. In some cases, they won't. For example, I was on with Sean Hannity one time, and I was talking about how we didn't declare war on Iraq, and so he said, "Well, it all depends on how you declare war." I was like, "What? I thought you were a strict constructionist there, Mr. Hannity. It says it very clearly in the Constitution. It's a declaration of war. It's obvious. It's manifest in its own definition. It is a declaration of war." And those types of things, he just basically hung up on me. There's another host in Boston. Yeah, another host in Boston. I was talking about the fact that the Constitution only gives the federal government power to control naturalization, not immigration, that it's a state issue. And he goes, oh, you must be a libertarian. Libertarians get all the best weed. I'm like, I don't smoke weed. Can we talk about things that are not ad hominem and actually talk about subjects? So it's tough, Tom, to be able to get through to this.
Right.
Thing. But I appreciate the call. Let's go to Gene, who's in Boston and wants to talk about freedom to fascism and the IRS. Gene, thanks a lot for the call at Free Talk Live. I appreciate it. How are you?
Yes, I'm happy to hear your comments. I think you're right up there with Ted Williams of the Boston Red Sox.
Hey, thanks, man. I'll be hitting a last home run.
So yeah. Let's see. There's a great movie going around the country. Aaron Russo, who produced the movie The Rose with Bette Midler, and also ran for governor of Nevada and came in second place, is best friends with one of the Rockefeller politicians, has a movie going out around the country that is an expose all about the Federal Reserve Bank connection with the IRS and the legality of it by questioning former IRS commissioners and putting them on the spot to explain the legality of it.
It's a great movie.
The movie's called America, Freedom to Fascism.
Yeah.
And you can look it up on a Google search and even watch it online right in your own living room.
Yeah, Google Video has it, I know that.
Yeah, it's a great flick, and it's a great eye-opener about the oligarchies that are really running and pulling the strings for their own benefit and, you know, making slaves out of us U.S. citizens.
Well, Gene, you know, after seeing that movie, you feel angry, depressed, frustrated. And Aaron Russo, you know, he's walking the halls, as you know, in the film. It's a documentary film. He has a camera guy with him. He's, a famous Hollywood producer. He's won awards. He produced The Rose and Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. And so he comes from that sort of liberal establishment. And yet here he is. He's saying, wait a minute, I'm questioning the validity of the laws that supposedly are on the books for the IRS. And in it, and I'm sure you remember the scene, Gene, where he talks to a former head of the IRS who's now a lobbyist in Washington. And he says, well, can you show me the law? Can you cite for me the law that means people have to pay? And the guy keeps saying, oh, now, come on now. Let's not get combative, Aaron. And Aaron's like, look, I'm just asking you. Can you tell me where the law is? He's like, oh, let's not be silly, Aaron. He's like, what are you doing? I'm asking you, can you tell me about the law? And the guy would never do it. He would never cite the law, which, again, seems to give a lot of ammunition to people like Ed and Elaine
right.
who say, show me the law. And that's all Ed did in court, and they didn't
show the law. It doesn't look good for their case if they can't point it out. They don't know their own laws. They sure don't have a problem enforcing them.
You got it. Gene, thanks so much for calling in from
Thank
Boston.
You
got it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line at Free Talk Live. You call us. You get involved. We have callers from Montana and Michigan and Indy coming up soon. Right, Julia?
That's right.
All right. And we're going to check out for a couple minutes, talk to some of the folks who are backing us up in return. Go to freetalklive.com to check out more. We'll tell you more about the website coming up on Free Talk Live.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buy direct and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Continuing on Free Talk Live, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Join us, take over the airways, it's your line at Free Talk Live. I'm Gardner, sitting in for Ian and...
Julia.
Sitting in for Mark. Call us, 800-259-9231. So great to have you here, everybody, and so great to have so many people waiting for an opportunity to talk. But first, I want to give Julia a little opportunity to tell you about something important.
Wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana?
Yeah.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that has gained world attention. NeverGetBusted.com. That's NeverGetBusted.com.
Because remember, as a pinhead talk show host in Boston once told me, oh, you must be a libertarian. Libertarians get all the best pot.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the intellectual exchange, buddy. I appreciate it.
Well, they've got nothing else. They might as well.
You know, that's one of the things that really bugs me so much is, you know, when you try to engage, Julia, in a certain level of intellectual discourse, political intellectual disputation, and people discount you with ad hominem attacks.
Right.
Really, really frustrating. Let's skip over all the rest of that, though. We have a lot of people waiting. We're talking about Ed Brown and a number of other issues, and you can feel free to take over if you want and take things in a different direction as we fill in for Ian and Mark at Free Talk Live. Let's go to Eric, who is on the line in Michigan. Eric, thanks for joining us at Free Talk Live. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Great. Thank you for waiting. Appreciate it.
You betcha. I would just like to know what you two think of the draft.
The military draft.
Mm-hmm.
Involuntary servitude.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I didn't sign up to be a slave to anything.
Neither did I.
Yeah, and you know what bothers me about that, Eric, is when people use a lot of so-called patriotic talk to say, well, you have to serve your country. Wait a minute. Where did the balance of power come? I thought the country was supposed to serve my purposes to protect my private property. Where does it come in that I have to do something that the state tells me in a positive way? And, of course, with the military, they misuse it. They haven't declared war since World War II, so that disgusts me.
Right. And as a soldier who wants to be in the military, would you want people who don't want to be in the military serving next to you? That's insane.
Absolutely. Great point. How do you feel about it, Eric?
Well, here's the trouble that I have. I completely disagree with it, but I have a teacher who's a liberal, and he believes that we should bring back the draft because it's an equalization of the burden. Now, I don't agree with the draft at all, but he thinks that if we're going to have a war, then everyone should have to serve. That way you're going to have people protesting in the streets rather than people just letting the poorest, you know, the lumpen proletariat go out and fight and die for nothing.
Well, that's you know, what's interesting about that is comes down to the sort of, as you say, the lumpen proletariat, you know, a sort of socialistic Marxist approach towards the view of the content, the demographics of the people who are in the military now. You know, it's sort of that, you remember that exchange, I don't know if you saw it on The View, between Rosie O'Donnell and the supposed conservative girl. And Rosie had all these statistics about, well, you know, they take only the poorest of the poor, and they take high school dropouts, and these people, no, they have terrible IQs. And so this girl said, the next day, this girl got some statistics and proved her completely wrong, that a lot of these guys are high-performing students. And, yeah, a lot of people take the positions in the Army. They voluntarily serve.
Right.
But a lot of these guys are pretty high, top-notch people. And, in fact, the quality of people who are in there now is better than the quality, say, 20 years ago.
Right.
So it's too bad that people rely on that economic argument. Sort of like who's the guy, the senator who sounds like Elmer Fudd.
Which one?
Yeah, he's in favor of the draft. He's in favor of the draft.
I know who you're talking about. I cannot remember his name.
There was this one guy, and I can't remember his name, so it's you know, it doesn't depict me as a very good radio host right now. He wanted to reimpose the draft because he thought that would show all the rich people. It would put a stake for all the rich people because they wouldn't be able to get out of it. But, you know,
but
as we've seen,
the
rich people do get out of it in many cases, you know. So, I don't know. You know, it's, to me, Eric, the fundamentals of it are that in a free society, no one should be compelled to do anything to help the state. That's something that I think is key to remain important. What do you think?
I would certainly agree with you, but I think at the same time this war is just god-awful, and if that would help to end it quicker, then I'm willing to consider it. I do see a lot of poor people joining the Army, and I guarantee you won't see anyone with a scholarship to Harvard, you know, joining the military.
Do you really think that the draft is going to make this war end faster?
Well, if you look at Vietnam, my dad was around then. He almost got drafted, and he told me that, you know, at first when Vietnam was going on, they had a draft where it wasn't by lottery, or rather, it wasn't just random, you know, they picked out certain people. You could get deferments and what have you. And a lot of people supported it because they knew they wouldn't have to go. And then all of a sudden, as soon as they came up with a random lottery, people all of a sudden went completely against the war, and the war ended quite quickly because they said, you know, crap, my butt's in it now. You know, I could have to serve.
Yeah,
but
it was Charles Rangel that was. Yeah, it was Charles Ryan who thought of that. Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't think I would want to sacrifice those people who have to serve.
Exactly. I'm sorry, but if you call me, tell me I have to go to the Army, I'm not going, no matter what. I don't care what purpose it will supposedly serve.
I don't want to have to serve either. I'm 18, and I think that I would be caught up if there was a draft, and I'd probably leave because I don't believe in the war. I don't believe in a draft even.
Yeah.
At the same time, I think that when we're just going to let, you know, what might be the poorest of the poor, I see a lot of poor people going into the Army, if we just let them fight and then we just pretend like it's not even going on, I mean, you know, you can tell that nobody even realizes that there's a war going on. You know, there's no war effort in the country. It's just some people who serve, you know, and a lot of Blackwater guys who are there fighting for nothing, and no one really cares. But
so by spreading the pain, it might cause the disease to end more quickly.
I'm sorry to say it, but it might. And if we can save 100,000 Iraqis by shedding the blood of 200 Americans who didn't want to go, then I think that might be worth it.
I don't want to be one of those 200 Americans, and I got to say, two wrongs do not make a right.
Yeah. Eric, we got to move on, but thanks a lot for the call. Maybe we can talk about that again, because Eric brings up an excellent point. Thank you very much for the call, Eric, over in Michigan. Let's go to Montana. Dave has been waiting patiently. Thank you very much, Dave, for joining us at Free Talk Live. I appreciate it. How are you?
All right. How are you guys? The very fact, the way she reacted, shows that it would work, because there would be millions of people going, no, This war is wrong, and I ain't going.
There is millions of people that are saying no right now, though, and
well,
it hasn't done a thing.
They're not involved. They're not involved, and the government ain't trying to get them. You know, there isn't a tug and pull. The same thing with, I could relate it to what's going on with the Brown incident. Waco and Ruby Ridge had weapons violations attached to the incident. This one doesn't. That's why the big media isn't grabbing hold of it. And it shows that big media and all the people that are against the Browns are on the other side, and they can't use it to take our weapons away, and it's not broad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Dave, I was thinking about that. You coming from Montana, and I don't know anything about your personal life, but I know that you call into the show occasionally. And, folks, if you want to call us, it's 800-259-9231, toll-free. Dave, since you participated in Free Talk Live in the past, what's your thought about what Ed and Elaine Brown should do? And I know that it's sort of presumptuous.
Hold their ground like they're doing, and the people have to help them. This is where it comes to our part and show up. I heard there ain't too many people there, and nobody's going to show up because people are in fear of their government.
They're afraid.
And once you are in fear, it's all lost. We have to show up in numbers. And that's what this guy was talking about. If they started the draft up, the people would show up in numbers.
Would they?
And that's what's missing in this war, this travesty in the name of America. The people are missing and are complacent. They're paid off with their loans and their nice cars and this and their tax deferrals or whatever. If the draft was started and the people were dragged into this mess, people like you would be yelling and screaming, not going, and there's stuff would be happening. The people would be out in the streets again, and that's what's got to happen with the Browns. We got to show up. I wish I could, but my car could barely. I worry about it making it through the day, you know.
Yeah.
And most of us are in that position, you know.
Yeah.
They got us
yeah.
chasing the legal tender.
You know,
and then you know something, everybody that's against the libertarians and they throw the marijuana right in their face. You know, Patrick Henry and Samuel Adams would spit in the face of anybody that spoke bad against hemp because they knew hemp is the way to freedom. Hemp is can make you independent, feed you, clothe you, house you. It's an intricate part component to survival.
Yeah, it should be. Dave, we're up against the clock. You bring up some awesome points. I don't want that to just be rhetorical. I'm Gardner Goldsmith. She's
Julia.
And we will return. 800-259-9231. You take over the airwaves at Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Novio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Interactive it is. 800-259-9231. The toll-free SACL, CAI toll-free line here at Free Talk Live. I'm Gardner. She is
Julia.
And you are out there. Give us a call. 800-259-9231. Filling in for Ian and Mark. And very glad to be doing so. We've had a lot of calls on the Ed Brown situation. We have a number of other stories as well. The Browns live in Plainfield, New Hampshire. They have not been paying their income taxes for quite a while. They were found guilty of tax evasion and other things a number of months ago. Back in, what was it, January, I think it was.
Right,
and,
something like that.
Yep, and so now there are federal troops surrounding, well, they were surrounding their home. They pulled back these federal marshals. There was a man who was taken off their property, and they have seized her dental office nearby.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll take your calls on that if you want to continue talking about it. Let's now go to Chris, who's in Indianapolis. Chris, thanks for joining us at Free Talk Live. How are you, sir?
Good. I've been waiting for this.
You mean the feds to corner Ed Brown?
Yeah, well, no, not really. But, you know, I'm sure it's been all Ed Brown all day, and I'm going to have to kind of change it up a little bit.
Go for it.
How often does Ian, like, leave the show to other... has he ever left the show?
He has left the show on a few occasions. Let's just say he's here 99% of the time.
And he's very
good.
Consistent.
It's his show.
I don't know how he does it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, okay.
He loves his work, that's for sure.
Okay, well, it's a show about this call, okay? Because I'm taking control of the airways, so...
Okay.
I want the hosts, you guys, to think the best you can. How can you kind of scare Ian a little bit, you know? Like, he might be listening right now.
He's not.
Oh, man. Well,
But he will later.
I just want to, like... I've been thinking about this ever since he said that they were going to leave, and I mean, there's got to be some sort of mischievous thing that we can all come together and work together to do to just flip Ian out a little bit, and Mark maybe, you know, because you guys, you know, are running the show right now.
Yes,
yeah,
we
but
are.
They're just away for a little while, so
huh?
You know. Actually, we have them taped up
yes.
In an upper room somewhere. It's like a really bad psycho movie. You know, I'm wearing a weird wig right now, high on the webcam. Yeah, they don't go away very often, and they work really hard on this. And so what's your point there, Chris?
Well,
I just want to.
I wouldn't want you guys to get in trouble, but like, I was just thinking just now, like, maybe you guys could tell Tom to call back and, like, let Tom sound off for, like, an hour and a half about how everybody should go up to the Browns house and... Yeah, and shoot them federales and
no,
stuff like that. I mean,
don't think so. Don't
yeah, it's
think
only
so.
One call per night here on Free Talk Live.
Oh. Hey, but
well,
Chris,
there's something you guys could do.
Hey, Chris, what's your thought just to round off the Ed Brown thing? Because we have another topic I want to bring up after this break. But
okay.
On the Ed Brown situation. And you're in Indianapolis. Indianapolis
yeah.
is sort of a conservative. You had Mayor Goldsmith down there, Steve Goldsmith. And there are a lot of conservatives in Indianapolis. Is this anything that even hits the airwaves there, or is it something that's only for freedom lovers? And if it were to hit the airwaves with the Browns, say, giving up their lives for what they thought was important, and I don't even, it's a weird thing to even say, but, you know, Ed has made references to that possibly happening. What do you think would be the media coverage of it in a place like Indianapolis?
Well, the strange thing is listening to the show, it's really strange that a lot of people from Indianapolis call into the show.
It's true.
You guys are on the AM station here, and I'm sure a lot of people know about it. I mean, you know, all my friends know about it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It is. I think that... It's getting out, and I'm sure there's some people that, you know, it hasn't gotten out to here, but, like, you know, here we had that the Baptist Church thing.
Mm.
I'm not really, like, too into that, what that was all about, but it was similar, you know, it was the feds coming in and, you know, going into a Baptist church. It was kind of strange, but...
Oh, those evil Baptists. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, they're killing people and stuff.
Gotta stop
there,
them.
So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's out there, and... As far as the actual situation that's going on out there, I mean, I think it's really amazing because here they are doing this, and they got all these people, and you know, Tom, I mean, he's from New Hampshire. Why, you know, he should be on his way, you know, just to be out there. But
well, actually, it's interesting you say that because yesterday, you know, we have this website NH Free. It's sort of a center for activism online here.
Yeah.
And people on NH Free within hours were going up there and making phone calls, and I wonder if that had played a huge role in them backing off.
Maybe they
did a test run.
Yeah, one thing's for sure, and I guess say this, Julia, you make a great point. Back in January, that was one of the factors that got the government
right.
to back off. They got so much publicity, and so many people were driving up there. It was bizarre.
Because there's a large group of us making a lot of noise, and they don't
yeah.
really want people to know about this.
Yeah, you know, we were talking a little bit. I don't know how you feel about this, Chris, but we were talking a little bit about what the calculus for people thinking about when is the time to go up and defend a guy like Ed Brown if you do agree with his principles and you agree with his position on the law. And sometimes those are not congruent, that you agree with his principles, but maybe you disagree with his position on the law. Maybe you agree with both. And a lot of people, you know, it's a very big step to say, okay, this is the time. I'm going to go up, and I'm going to be armed, and I'm going to help protect this man and his private property, because now is the time if we get enough people. It's sort of almost like the old economics thing, the prisoner's dilemma. Do you know
yeah.
what the other person is thinking? Can you get enough people behind it? Can you organize people enough? And when it comes down to it, you're making a decision where you're saying, okay, I am willing to possibly take the life of a police officer or a federal agent who has possibly a family and kids and thinks he's doing the right thing. Those sort of
Although,
thoughts are very difficult to handle.
You have to wonder if these guys really think they're doing the right thing. If you're proud of what you do, do you dress in all black and cover your face?
That's a great point.
Well, for what you say, every situation is just completely different. And right now, they're not going to go in there at all because people are just talking about it all over the place.
Mm.
But in like a month, when it dies down, they might. So
right, or at 2
really,
in the morning.
Yeah, well, if you really want that thrill, and I will say this, and this is no joke, if this were happening here, right now, like in Indianapolis, I would be there just for the thrill of being there, knowing that these federales are all over the place, and, you know, they've already shot at somebody, and that guy, that particular guy that they shot at, I mean, what a story there, you know. He just got tased. He's still alive, but,
yeah.
he clashed with them, and usually they shoot people's face off in that situation.
Yeah.
You know, they shoot little boys in that situation.
Look at Ruby Ridge, man.
Right. As for the feds themselves, you know, they're in there, and they're pumped up, you know. They're ready to kill.
Oh, yes, they are.
They are ready to, like, it's not hard to kill somebody. And, like, if you have an MP5, you could kill, like, 30 people.
Lots of MP5s?
And
you can kill a large amount of people in a very small amount of time.
Isn't it amazing, too, Chris, that this is all predicated on a law that is admittedly in dispute by Ed Brown, but it is a law that is not a law to stop people from hurting each other, but a law to allow the government to go in, check your finances, check how much you make, check your privacy, and take whatever the majority in the government wants. And that's why these guys are set up to possibly kill the Browns.
Yeah, it's almost like a they are looking for something to do because they don't got nothing to do. And that's the truth. And they got a lot of dudes who are like, you know, oh, man, oh, you know, I want combat. And there are a lot of people who are not in the federal government who kind of want the same thing. Like I said, personally, I would go up there just for the thrill of being there, you know.
What would the Sons of Liberty do? I don't want to sound inflammatory. What would the Sons of Liberty do? You know,
what if they were there?
Yeah, you know, these are the guys who went out drunken one night and threw all the tea off that was owned by the Dutch East India Company and started, you know, burning things and doing all sorts of stuff. They were real radicals. Sam Adams, not John Adams, but Sam Adams and a lot of the other guys in Boston. Those guys were really radical people. The question is, were they radical for the sake of the morality of taxation to stop the immoral idea of taxation on, say, things like tea and the intolerable acts and things like that? Or was it the process where they felt like they weren't being represented, and if they had been represented, then they would have thought it was more acceptable? I think when it comes down to it, the morality of it is key, and all the other things are tangential from it. They all stem from it. But the question is it time to do that? Is it time to act like those guys did?
Well, the thing you got to realize is those guys lived in a different time era.
Yeah.
And what they did then is very similar to what's happening now. I mean, Ed Brown and his wife are literally putting their lives on the line. And that's something that people don't do that a lot. You know, people think that dying is the worst possible thing that can happen to you. And believe me, it is not. And, you know, these people realize this and know that, you know, if they come in, they're going to wipe them out. I mean, you're not going to win.
No.
But, you know, to get one on your way out is, I mean, everybody, you know, it's a bad situation. It's violence.
Can't blame
people,
them.
Yeah, people don't like violence, but, you know, they're coming in on you. You know, it's not like you're going and shooting them in their house.
Chris, thank you so much for the call from Indianapolis. Our regards to everybody down there in the freedom movement. And, geez, we're almost done in the second hour, Julia.
It's going by quick.
Hey, it is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. I'm Gardner. She is Julia. Julia, thanks so much, girl.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We will return after top of the hour news with most of your stations, and we'll give you more information about some of the news stories coming up.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.